Thank you, President. Mr. President, we would like to thank the High Commissioner, Madam Kofi, for the statements that we have heard. In France aligns itself with the statement by the European Union and expresses its full solidarity with the victims of the 23rd of June earthquake. Since August 2021, the situations of Afghan women and girls has constantly deteriorated to become unsustainable. The liberticide policies of the Taliban in power have violated all rights. The international community has received a clear message. The Taliban, led by their liberticide ideology, is flouting the basic rights and their commitments and promises. The suffering of half of the population demonstrates this. The ban on schooling of girls, the ban of leaving their homes, unless so-called required. There is one goal, to make women silent and invisible. Organizing this urgent debate today, the Human Rights Council assumes all of its responsibility and sends a message of unity, a firm message to the Taliban that no political solution can emerge without respect for the rights of the people of Afghanistan. We urge the Taliban to unconditionally guarantee those rights. Over the past year, we've seen a drama which concerns us all in Afghanistan, and we would like to send a message that we will not forget the victims. But for that message to be heard, we must bring it together forcefully and without reservations, because the fate of women and girls in Afghanistan demonstrates that it is totalitarianism, utter silence, that has fallen over Afghanistan, and women and girls are not the only victims. We call on all the members of this council to support the resolution of the European Union and to allow its adoption on the basis of consensus, to reaffirm the solidarity of the international community with the women and girls of Afghanistan in order to defend their human rights in